Well, Tyler, you know you have picked a winner when we're not the only ones singing, but our guest is singing along.
Got him.
And we had some good harmony going on.
Dr. Dixon, you sound very, very good.
Thank you.
Are you a singer at heart?
Don't be shy. I sing with a lot of heart.
There you go.
You make a joyful noise.
Sounds good.
I do.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, we're going to catch up with Dr. LaToya Dixon from the York School District here on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings at 7:40, 51 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today and you can take us on the go. And if you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. As mentioned, Dr. LaToya Dixon from the York School District joins us. We check in with our school districts here in York County, the four public school districts, once a week to learn what's going on in the schools. And she's giving us an update about what's going on in the York School District. So we always love to welcome you. Good morning, friend.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. Rocking and rolling, for sure. And singing. All right. So let's get started with some news that came out of Monday night's board meeting.
Yes. Yeah, so last night, as a part of our work session, we had what we call the Legacy Launch Dinner. And we're fortunate enough to have Mike Patrick from Milliken, who works in education sales. He's been with Milliken for, I don't know, over 40 years, I believe, since 1980. And he talked with us about Milliken's transformation through the life of the textile industry and how from 11 textile industries back in the 80s, the only one that survived is Milliken. And he gave us that story about the importance of transformation, embracing change, not running away from it, really engaging in a quest for excellence. And so we are going to use that to take our strategic plan to the next level. We've been focused on becoming a learning organization, and we've really had a lot of conversations with various groups. Our superintendent has met with teachers. She has a parent advisory group, student advisory group. And we've been talking about the gap between where we are and where we want to go. And so our focus now is to make sure we have all those pieces in place that are going to put us on a path to excellence.
Well, first of all, hearing from the manufacturing industry, talking about an industry that has really had to evolve. And to his point, you either evolved or you were shut down.
Yes.
And the concept of what we think of manufacturing, of like an assembly line, dirty and loud, it's so different. It's baffling to see, like, this is the kind of work that our grandparents used to do, and it's so different now.
And the textile industry has changed so much. Did you know Milliken created washable Crayola markers? They have over 5,000 patents. He said the average person interacts with a Milliken product 50 times a day.
Wow.
Whoa, wow.
Yeah.
So you heard from him about how to evolve, what to do. Now, some folks might just say a school is supposed to prepare kids for their next step, right?
Yeah.
So when you have a strategic plan, what does that mean? And how did he give you all the tools to continue your strategic plan?
Well, there's lots of parallels, okay, I think, between the things that he shared with us and the work we do every day. He made a statement that, you know, we aren't about competing anymore. We're about collaboration. Mm. So we are very focused on exercising collaboration to its fullest so that we get the most talented and leverage the best skills from folks to then create a path of readiness for our students. In York, our strategic change agenda is about every student being ready when they exit the system, enrolled, enlisted, employed. So whatever it is they might choose to do, we want them to be ready for that. So in order for that to happen, we have to make sure that we have the right structures in place, the right people on board, and we're really excited about the work we're doing and how we're going to get to that next level.
That's really great.
Well, the discussion has definitely changed in the last couple of years about what the exit plan looks like when you graduate from high school, right? It was either college or that's it.
Go to work.
Yeah, or go to work.
Yep.
And now you've got many options on the table that you can go to the military.
Yep.
You can go to a technical school, York Tech, free tuition. You can go to the branch campus of USC Lancaster. You can go to a four-year school.
And when you get there, you can go major in esports.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing. We have esports at our Career and Technical Education Center. That was not even an option 10 years ago.
Well, and I think it's because we've gotten out of that silo mentality, yeah. which obviously Millikan was also good at doing because it wasn't just textiles at one point. They knew that they had to branch out. And so instead of thinking in that silo mentality, you figure out how you can all come together and work together for the common good. And here it's students.
Absolutely. I think innovation is the next step in public education, and that we have to innovate. We've got to come up with creative ways to serve students because when our students exit the system, there are all kinds of opportunities available to them.
It's exciting.
Some that we don't even know exist yet.
That's so awesome. We're speaking with Dr. LaToya Dixon from the York School District. And with that being said, Dr. Dixon, you did invite the community to learn more about what's going on in your schools. And this is a community members who they don't have kids necessarily in the York School District. And talk a little bit about what was the thought process behind that.
So it really was the brainchild of our high school principal, Dr. John Tharp, an experience he'd had in a previous district. But we have a set of folks who are eligible for free tickets to season passes to the football game. And so they're mostly a group of retired individuals who are very great, very good supporters of our school system. And so we thought, you know, as we continue to do this work, it's important for our community members, all of them, children or not, to have a good idea of what's happening in our classrooms. You know, it looks so different. All of us went to school, so our typical reference is our own experiences. And so inviting them in just to see all the different types of offerings that are in our high school. We had students from various clubs and organizations lead them around the building, talk with them about their experiences. And at the end of that, they got to talk with several teachers about student-centered learning and the work we're doing now. And they were just blown away by the number of opportunities and the various types of courses that students have access to.
You said that they were really impressed with the Floyd D. Johnson Technology Center, which is located there on the campus of York Comprehensive High School. And what was the percentage of the folks, of the students there that take part in some kind of like classes there?
I believe a little over 80% of our student body participates in college and career and technical education courses.
Because they don't have to leave the campus.
They
so it's right there.
Absolutely.
And you said the community members, they don't have kids anymore in the system. They were impressed with that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, a long time ago, CTE, when we thought about it, it was auto mechanics, cosmetology. Those are the things I can think of from my high school days. But now we have esports. We actually have a computer course, an elevated computer course, where kids in the course, I can't remember the exact name of it, but they actually do the repairs for the one-to-one devices in our district.
Wow.
So they're getting real-world experience right there in their school.
That's awesome.
And I think you're building a house or a home back there usually, right? I've seen in the back of campus, and it's like a little small home, like a tiny house. And that's remarkable just to learn your way around tools.
Yes.
I don't know. I just think it's remarkable.
And on the flip side, I think it's a great opportunity to give those people who might feel, well, you know, I don't have kids in the school anymore. They don't care about what I think. Mm-hmm. But it's going to show them opportunity. Mm-hmm. The districts are always needing substitutes and coaches and people who can come in and talk about the careers that they had. And so on the flip side of that, I think it's a great way to bring awareness.
Exactly. You know, we believe in being connected as one. Mm-hmm. And so we want all of our community to be engaged in what's happening in our school system, because when we do well, the entire community benefits.
That's Amen right. to that. Dr. LaToya Dixon, again, is with the York School District. As always, friend, thank you so much.